In terms of what to do for a patient, for example, if this patient went on palbo and letrozole, did well, and then progressed, we have zero data for us to switch her over to another CDK4/6 inhibitor and change endocrine therapy, or to continue the palbo and change endocrine therapy.
Has that been looked at?
It's being looked at now in a number of clinical trials.
But we have no data.
Preclinically, our data in our laboratory suggests that continuing it doesn't get you a lot more benefit. So we have palbo-resistant models in our laboratory where we've tested, does continuing the palbo in a palbo-resistant model or switching to ribo benefit the mouse tumors? And actually, it doesn't provide a lot of benefit. What does provide benefit is changing to a PI3 kinase pathway inhibitor. And maybe doing a triplet approach provides benefit, but this is being studied now in clinical trials. And without that data, I would not advocate for doing this.
So you hear people talking about PI3 kinase mutations and inhibitors. The only drug I've heard use that name is in lymphomas, adalimumab. Is that the same kind of drug as adalimumab?
Yeah, so there are a number of them now, and most of them are difficult to say. The one that I finally got the hang of, buparlisib, will not be further evaluated because of the psychiatric abnormalities that patients faced on that drug. I know these drugs mainly by their numbers, so BYL719 is a very a potent inhibitor that it's going through trials. There are a number of these drugs, and yes, that's what I'm talking
about.
But
I mean, do they cause objective responses by themselves?
So we don't have data. So we have data for PI3 kinase inhibitors with endocrine therapy, but not in the post-CDK4/6 situation.
And also, you know, again, I'm just naively saying it's the same name. They've seen these immune toxicities with adalimumab. Do you see it with these other PI3 kinase inhibitors, colitis, et cetera?
Not so much so. Not in my own experience with these drugs. I don't know if George has had a different experience.
No.
So what's the follow-up with this lady?
She's doing really well. She had had some dependent edema that I think was just all lymphatic blockage. She's feeling good. She's strong. She's tolerating the treatment well. Her ascites has not returned. So we're going to continue on.
That's great.